might take us more than a year, I don't know, to go through this. And even then, we won't have gleaned everything that we can glean out of it. But we would have done much to see our lives changed. I'm looking forward to every aspect of my life to be revamped as we're going through this study. Each one of us will be getting something out of it. Because I do believe that this is a book that every believer needs to spend time with. If you're going to make it, you need to spend some time with this book. Because I see that a lot of people make very serious mistakes. The kind of mistakes that they should not make. But they make it with their eyes wide open. They see the bridge has been blown off and they speed towards it. I don't know whether to think their car that they're driving is going to take flight. And they crash. And then they say, oh God, why did this happen to me? well, silly. Didn't you see that the bridge was out? Why do we blame God for all kinds of things? When he's on a big megaphone, speaking loud and clear, the flashing lights all over the place. Danger, danger, danger. We've got 66 books. God has, in his grace and mercy, put out his inspired word in for us to learn. But well, we do what we do. But if there's a book that is consistent, it is the Bible. It tells us everything that we need to know. This chapter that we come to now, the fifth chapter, is a very graphic chapter. It's here on, it's for the next two or three chapters, is what I call the X-rated chapters. Hallelujah. If I were white, I would be blushing a lot tonight. But I will be blushing as you might not see it. but what we do know is this. There are three things, actually there are five, but there are three things that I said to us at the very beginning that are constant through this book. Do you remember those three things? Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. That's very good, Candy. Yeah. So you see it over and over again. But unfortunately, I'm certain that most people read through the book of Proverbs and they read through it and they don't get the point. We need wisdom. We need knowledge, we need understanding. Those are the three building blocks for our good success. In everything that we do, we need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You want to pray? You need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Want to start a business? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You want to get married? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We all need that. Now, this chapter is led up in chapter 4. We talked about certain things. The Word of God tells us in James about the presence of every evil work. And in talking about that, tells us about the role that the tongue plays. The tongue. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us about the role that the heart plays and how it affects the tongue. Where strife is, there's going to be every evil work. It's going to be confusion. There's going to be a blindness to reality. Now, while we were in chapter 4 of Proverbs, we started talking about this strife, because it starts talking about don't follow the path of evil work, wicked people, because all they are planning on is to do things of strife. They can't sleep until they plan on how to create disaster in somebody's life. Then it starts talking to us about guard your heart, because that's where all the issues of life come out of. It was leading us. It was leading us to chapter 5 and chapter 6 and chapter 7. Because when you have strife, chapter 5 is going to happen. When you don't protect your heart, chapter 5 is going to happen. So exactly what is happening in chapter 5? The writer starts out again. He says, my son, attend unto my wisdom. Now, he's not just saying, attend unto my words. He says, attend unto my wisdom. Whatever it is that I'm talking to you about, it's wisdom. This is how you should handle things. And bow thine ear to my what? Understanding. So, strike two. We have wisdom. Now we have understanding. So, we should be looking for the third one. Called what? Knowledge. That thou mayest regard discretion. Regard discretion. And that thy lips may keep what? Knowledge. That you might regard discretion. That's an interesting word. Mizma. And discretion here is a word that has a very broad meaning. In our English language, when we talk about discretion, we're talking about, you know, dealing with things, you know, don't expose things, you know, be discreet, you know, don't let people know stuff and stuff like that. And there is a sense that that is the case. Handle your plans discreetly. But here the Word of God says, verse 1 again, pay attention, attend unto my wisdom. Bow down thy ear to my understanding. In other words, draw close. I'm talking to you Don't be looking over there. Open your ears. Pull it close to my mouth. Pull it close to the wisdom I'm sharing. Understanding means that this is a good time for you to be asking questions. Because there is no understanding until you have questions. Asking questions brings you to a place where you have a handle on issues. And it says that that is going to bring you to that place where you practice discretion. And discretion here is that positioning that helps you differentiate between what is good and what is evil. You are peeling back stuff to have a sense of things that are happening. Discretion here, this word mismar is a word that's so broad. It's talking about witty inventions, the ability to invent things, because you have an understanding. You can work things and make things begin to happen, things that were not normally the way you use it. But with discretion, you are able to accomplish certain things. Now, that may sound a little bit contrary to what we're talking about turning stone into bread. Because the actual use of stones is for building, it's not for bread. But what God is talking about here is using stones in a witty way to do what stones are supposed to do. Finding new ways to use that stone. So for example, I have a stone, and a witty invention might be that I begin to sculpture that stone, and I form a man from it. Or I work with that stone and I make jewelry from it. Other things that the stone can become. It is looking at a piece of wood and seeing paper. How? Till this day, I don't know. How somebody figured out that out of wood they could come up with paper. That's witty invention, because you have understanding. Can you capish? Okay. He says, that's from listening, paying attention, grasping the wisdom of God. I wonder what it is that I am missing. Somebody came to see me today, a great man of God, minister of the gospel. He has a project, something that he's doing, and came to tell me about it, and he had certain things that he wanted to do. And I listened to him, and I said a simple thing to him. I said, this is what you should do. And he froze. He says, what? We didn't even think about that. He says, that solves the problem. Wow. Wisdom. He said, what I asked him to do. He said, that was the last thing we were going to do. But I told him, I said, you do that thing that you thought you were supposed to do last, you will solve the other problems. And I showed him how one thing solves all the problems. One. That is applying. You know, sometimes you don't see it, but it's right there in front of you. And God says, hey, pay attention. Pay attention, pay attention. And what's the first thing he wants us of? Will you believe it? He says, for the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Honeycomb, oil, that's nice. It says, the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb. It says, I've told you about strife. I've told you about guarding your heart and your mouth. Now, let me tell you about the next thing I need to tell you. My son, the sweet talker is about to kill you. This is so important. Because the most dangerous thing for a man is not the looks. The most dangerous thing for a man is the sweet talk. That, if you're a man and you don't watch, that will destroy you. Because the woman who gets to your heart with her talk, and remember, especially if you're married, your wife is going to be the one that helps you to be balanced, no matter how big you are. You're president, whatever you are, over in this house. You are not the boss man. I'm the neck that's going to turn the head. Your wife will tell you the truth. But this sweet talker will tell you every lie you need to hear without it being obvious that it's a lie. I pray and I trust that the men that are listening to me get that. Now, how did that man blow it? Look at the woman he's going with. She's not as pretty as... the husband. How? Because she's a sweet talker. Honeycomb. Smoother than oil. That's what. She's older than him. So what? Sweet talker. And the word of God is saying here, be careful about that woman that's going to be sweet talking you. You don't have a problem. Always nice and cool. until you are done, finished. He says, but her end, it starts as a sweet talk, but her end is bitter as wormwood. The same woman that was a nice talker now is killing you softly. Sharp, watch this, sharp as a two-edged sword. That is serious. What is compared to the two-edged sword? The Word of God. That's the only thing that's compared to the Word of God. And the Word of God is saying here, the mouth of this woman is like the two-edged sword. It is not there for your healing, but it's going to pierce your soul. It's going to destroy you. So watch it. Watch it. Her feet go down to death. What? Yes. Her feet go down to death. In other words, don't follow her. She's going to lead you to death. Now, the Word of God talks about death and tells us about the tongue. Power of life and death is in the tongue. So what is the Word of God trying to get at here? It's simply saying, listen, guy, son, listen, listen to me. Listen to my wisdom. You see? If you listen to what she's saying, you are going to be dead meat. Watch yourself. Her steps take hold on hell. What does James say to us in James 3? He says the tongue sets on fire the course of nature. Her smooth talk is only taking you down the path of hell. It's not the looks. It's the talk. Guess what? The first man fell because of the what? The talk. Take this, eat it, nothing's going to happen. And that was the end of him. Am I saying that every woman is like that? No, that's not what I'm saying. But most men guard against the looks. Meanwhile, God says, no, it's not the looks, it's the talk. It's the talk. It's the talk. It's not the looks. It's the talk. That's what's going to lead you captive. The talk. Samson, the talk. The talk. Yes, it's the eyes. Yes, it's the ears. But ultimately, it's the talk that will end up snaring you. Watch it. Hasep, take hold on hell. Lest thou should ponder the path of life. Start wondering later, what is this life all about? Her ways are movable that thou canst not know them. It's like this today, it's like that. It's like this, it's like that. It's like this, it's like that. So you are always put in a disabled place. When does this happen? When you have been snared, first of all, by the talk, and then there is the hot and cold. You've been snared by the talk. That talk has captured your mind. And now the flip-flop, you know, the angry look. Oh, I don't want to lose this relationship because, you know, I feel good here. And then the sweet talk again. And then it flips to cold. And then it flips this way. So you come to a place where you're totally destabilized and you don't know what to do. What is her mood going to be? And you want that sweet talk back. But too late. She's grabbed a hold of hell. And you don't understand her anymore. But you want to understand. Too late. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Don't depart from the words of my mouth, because that's where you're going to have wisdom to be able to understand your environment and what's happening around you and escape the snare. Remove thy way far from her. Don't be macho. Don't act like I can handle it. Because you're going to find out you cannot handle it. How many amazing men, women of God, and when I say men and women of God, I'm talking about men in general. We are all, let's put it this way, we are all of God. But how many great people have been humiliated and humbled by the talk? He says, hear me, my children, depart not from my words, the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. Run in the other direction. And come not nigh the door of her house. Don't know her address. Praise the Lord. Don't know the address. Don't know the door of her house. Don't drive by her house. Because you drive by her house, you know the door of her house. One day you'll be outside, and next day you'll be inside. Don't do it. Don't do it. When you have a problem in your house, that's when Absolutely. Without any level of I can handle it, you run. She's over here, you go over there. We don't play games, because ultimately this is the one of the strongholds of the enemy. You step through that door, and you're going to go through that door again and again. So don't ever go through that door. Because that door will capture your soul, and you're forever lost. Every man that wants to live a life of purpose has to get that straight and settled. He says, because if you come near that door, lest thou give thine honor unto others. What is that all about? The honor that belongs to you is going to go to others. Now, it's going to get deeper. He says, and thy ears unto the cruel. In essence, you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your honor in your life, and cruel people are going to reign over your life. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth. Let me put it this way. You're married, you're going to get a divorce. And your money that you've been working hard for is going to go bye-bye on you. You're going to be, that house that you built and you furnished, some other guy is going to be living in there. You lose everything, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. You're going to be taking care of other people's children. You're done. How did I get here? You were busy listening to the sweet talk. That's what. It's not like God doesn't, is not going to address the issue of looks. But it's telling you and I where the real danger first and foremost is. It's the talk. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last, because everything around you is dying, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. What's that all about? Sickness. What is that all about? STDs. Because other people have gone through the same journey. You're not the first. And you know the amazing thing about this? That people don't understand. Is that sexuality is spiritual. It's not just physical. It is spiritual. And the Bible says that you become one with the one that you get sexually engaged with. You know what that means ultimately when it comes to health issues? Is that the iniquity of everybody that's been attached to that woman. If there's cancer in Mr. A's family line that got involved, excuse me, with this woman, and you got involved with her, cancer has just came into your line. If dementia was in line, Mr. B, dementia just came into your life. If diabetes was a problem in Mr. C's life, you just got that too. If Mr. D over there, they're struggling with financial problems, there's just poverty, they are bound with poverty. Guess what you just got into your life? Poverty. You just borrowed all of that. If Mr. D over there has, their family line has anger issues, guess what you just got? Anger issues. So you, Mr. One, who didn't have any of those problems, overnight, you've got cancer in your life. You've got diabetes in your life. You've got high blood pressure in your life. You've got poverty in your life. You've got anger issues in your life. You've got all kinds of things now in your life. And it doesn't just happen because you, the Lord Jesus Christ says, if you lost in your heart, you've already committed the sin of adultery. So it's not just a matter of, hey, I had an engagement with this person, lust and pornography will bring the same things into your life. That's why the Lord says very clearly, don't be lusting. These are real issues. And so many people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. You don't understand? And you walk into the trap of the enemy. But God is saying, the bridge is out, the bridge is out. There's flash, 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 flash. Oh, I know, I can handle it. I can handle it. No, you have a problem with your spouse. And you're hanging around other ladies. You are playing with fire. You put fire in your bosom and not be burned. These are realities. He says, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. Flesh and your body consumed. You're carrying all kinds of diseases, all kinds of ailments. And say, how have I hated instruction? Don't wait there. And my heart despise reproof. You're getting the reproof now. Don't get here and say, oh, how have I hated instruction? Oh, sorry. You're not listening, you're not watching. You're just going full steam. You know, men have smarts or brains here. There's brains here, and there's brains in your middle part. But you know what? When the brains in the middle part take charge, this loses sense, and this loses sense. Middle part brain will run your life. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Okay, that's the best I can. That's the best I can do. It just takes charge and control, and you lose your senses. You lose your marbles. That's how people say, what happened? No, middle part brain took charge. That's what happened. Now it's hit the fan. And you say, how have I hated instruction? And my heart despised reproof. See, because everybody, to one extent or the other, before they mess up, God sent somebody to help them, but they refused to listen. Arrogance. The enemy is a very smart enemy. He's dealt with many people before you. And God says, don't engage. Take off. Take off. If at any point something is happening in your heart, so to speak, and you are thinking about this person too often, that's a warning sign. Step back. Step back. Because your heart is getting too engaged. This is not working too well now. And your heart is becoming the brains, and before too long, middle part become the brains. It starts from here and goes down. He says, how did I do this? And my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers. That's what I'm doing right now. Nor incline mine ear to them that instructed me. How did I get to this place? By not listening. That's how. You didn't pay attention to the wisdom. You didn't give heed to understanding. You thought you were all that. I can handle it. Why not? No. She's not my type. Which type is that? She's not pretty. We're not talking about my type or pretty. We're talking about the person that's going to sweet talk you, tell you all the nice things, and you start the slippery slope walk. Sinking sand. The more you struggle to come out, the deeper you go. So don't step into the sinking sand. There's a sign all over the place. Sinking sand. Read, understand, and don't think you are exceptional. thank God for grace and for his mercy. But I think the greatest grace and mercy that has been activated in my life is I think like this: you are not exceptional. Mike Zeno, don't ever think, I can handle it. No. I think like this: Lord, get me out of here. Because the end of it all is that you're going to find yourself saying, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil. Well, that's an interesting one. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. What on earth? What is this all about? Oh, this takes us back to James. When there's strife around, it is a setup. It is a setup when there's strife around. People think that the reason those that are in the military get involved with other people is because they were away from home and they had their physical needs needed to be satisfied. No, the real thing is that there's strife all around them and they want to quieten that strife. Find a place, you know, it's like they say, make love, not war. Yeah. He's saying, I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. In essence, he's saying, you know, there was so much strife around me. I was almost there, but I found it in the midst of the congregation. Now, this here is where it's going to get really interesting. Because messing up is not just something that happens outside in the world. It's something that happens inside the assembly. Thank God we've not had that history in this house. But the reality is, there are people in churches. Why, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is going on. Mr. A is looking at Mr. B's wife. And vice versa. And it all blows up. We'll talk about that next time. Praise the Lord. I think I didn't blush too much. I found a way not to blush. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good, and I do pray. You know, this is serious. This is serious matter. This is not joking matter. Because this is one of the things that will take you to hell. But unfortunately, the church has not handled it right. You know, Mom and I dated for a while when the Lord showed me that Mama was going to be my spouse. I did not, one time, from the time that I met her to the time that we got married, I did not even kiss her. Not one time. Why? Because middle part might just kick up and I will lose it. So I did not. So it's amazing to me, not judging anybody. I was listening to a program, Christian program, great worldwide ministry. And I'm not going to give too much details so that you don't necessarily identify the person right away. Was sharing about how this guy, great ministry, says, I will know that she's the one when I kiss her. They're not married. I will know that she's the one when I kiss her. And he said, I kissed her and I knew she was the one. Wow. Wow. I'm thinking, oh Lord God Almighty, what are you doing? So that the guys can go around kissing everyone and trying to find out, how do you know that she's the one? I kissed her. So if you kissed another one, you won't know. What was the difference between this kiss and that kiss and that kiss and that kiss? Let's have a kissing test. This is how we're going to find out who our spouses are now, a kissing test. Why don't we go further than that? I will know that she's the one. I will know that he's the one. We won't do anything but just bare yourself naked. And if you fit the size, that's the one. That's how I'm going to know. Where does it stop? The devil's a liar. And it doesn't matter who says it. A lie is 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 a lie, and it will take, all liars shall end up in hell, in the lake of fire. We must not compromise the integrity of our person, because the test of who your spouse is not a kiss, it is hearing from God. I heard in my spirit, this is the will of God for me. Marriage is an act of faith. It does not mean that the person you get married to is a perfect person in every way. In fact, sometimes if you are the same, then you don't belong. I was talking to somebody the other day, and this lady says, you know, I'm all about money, 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 money. I'm about business, 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 business. Everything is business. He said, and I made certain I married somebody who was not all money, 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 money. He gives balance to me. Because if I married somebody that was all about money, 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 it would drive me crazy. I would not have any place to rest. Guess what? She was not even a Christian. She was Buddhist. I'm saying, wow. Where did she get this from? It's here. Your husband was supposed to be different from you. Two puzzles that are exactly the same don't fit. You complete each other. It's different from you. Find out how different you are to complement. Now, everything I said about the woman, I'm saying about the man. If you're a woman and you have problems with your husband, stay away from other men. Because just as good as women are used in this passage to be the sweet talker, there is a man who is going to be the sweet talker and will talk you into disaster. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we receive wisdom from you. Guide our steps far away from disaster. Lord, help us to hear you clearly and understand you clearly and pursue after you clearly with all of our hearts, so that your name is forever glorified. You are our present help in the time of trouble. I pray for every man and every woman right this very moment that may be struggling in one way or the other, that they will find rest in you and escape every agenda of the evil one. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so very much for participating tonight in our studies. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. I pray that God will sanctify each soul, cleanse everyone that's been defiled in any way, shape, or form, from every form of defilement, and grant grace and victory. Honor God with your giving, and may God continue to enlarge your coast for his glory and honor. Amen. Praise the Lord. May I remind you also, I'll come to you later. Just wait for me. Just wait. I'd like to remind us about the fact that our prayer meetings starting in November will not be on Zoom, or rather will not be on YouTube and Facebook. It's going to be primarily on Zoom. And so please, if you're on Zoom now, you need not do anything different. But for the benefit of those that have been primarily on YouTube and Facebook, I like to have the Zoom ID number and passcode on the screen for you, so that you can engage in those prayer meetings starting in November. Okay? So you have that available to you. I don't see it on the screen, but Friday will be prayer meeting. Look forward to being with you. Okay, the information is on there for prayer meetings. So take note of that. 851-8432-5513 is the meeting ID, and 945071 is the passcode. And then what else do I need to remind you about? I believe October the 28th, there'll be some movie screening happening here. Come join and participate and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Is there anyone on? Okay. All right, good.